What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. It's Microdose Monday, so we're going to jump into that microdosing. We are talking about psilocybin, magic mushrooms, you know, the thing that people used to trip on in the 60s all the time. But babe, this is not your party drug, okay? It's just not anymore. I and a lot of other people, it's a very popular topic. You can Google moms and mushrooms and you're going to see a lot of stuff pop up. So people are talking about this. There's a lot of research that's being done, and there's a lot of counties that are even focusing on getting it decriminalized. There's quite a few here in Michigan where I'm at, which means I have access to someone who grows them. If you need help getting started, make sure you message me after the podcast today. Whatever. We're gonna not homework. Jesus. It's Monday, you guys. It's Monday. Make sure you guys are following me, brandonlynette.com. Sign up for emails. We are working on some marketing. So if you're a mom, you're making money at home, or you want to make some money at home, whether you have a business or not, I have something that is an incredible tool for your business. And I help you. I help you through the process. There's going to be an awesome group with a lot of guidance. So it doesn't matter if you have a business or you want to have a business, you're also getting 80% commissions on the tool I have. So it's like a win-win-win. And I'm going to help set you up to dominate when it comes to marketing. Okay. Online money doesn't have to be hard, okay? It's not going to be easy, but it's different. It's a better way for sure. So back to the microdosing, because it is Monday, and that's where we're talking about, okay? I did the housekeeping, making sure you guys are following me on the socials. Facebook is probably my most active. I do have a journal prompt group. It's called Listen Bitch. I post journal prompts for you every day to learn to have the conversation with yourself. So microdosing, this is something I have done that has helped relieve a lot of crazy ideas I had about my personality, right? We start thinking so much about the struggle we have, like our depression and anxiety, that it ends up becoming, you know, our identity. I've learned to release that and to be just in the present moment, you know, excited about whatever life is throwing at me. And today we're going to talk about just something that I'm kind of experiencing, and how I work through it. So I'm going to take you guys through this process of just like kind of frustration. Okay. Sometimes disappointment can be a part of frustration for sure, but I know that it's hard to keep going sometimes, you know, and like sometimes just being alive and getting through the day is the best we have. And I love that. I celebrate that. Just keep going, right? And microdosing has helped a lot when it comes to putting life in perspective, because ideally, it's our nature to have like a negative bias, okay? Meaning like we tend to pay more attention to negative experiences. It's like if you think about memories as a kid, that bad memory just kind of shoots out a million good memories. Okay. And I watch that with my own kids where I'm just like, man, there was a lot of good things, but it's that one bad thing that kind of just overcomes everything. And it's just we're born like that. Okay. It's like a selective attention in the brain. And our brains are on autopilot right now. Basically, that's why you keep reacting and acting the certain way you do, even though mentally you can say, like, I want to stop reacting like this. Once the situation's over, you've had the regret, you've had your outburst, and you're just like, damn it, I want to stop that. And you have that awareness, but there's just something. Microdosing for me is something that it just like flips the switch. It flips the switch, and then all of a sudden, it's like time is in alignment with me. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's just moments, and I go from one task to the next, and there's no overthinking. There's no reactive. I don't have the negative bias. Like all of a sudden, that's gone. And you know, if you continue where you are with your brain just on that autopilot, okay, when you're just auto responding to everything and you're not fully engaged in your life experience, it's gonna fuck with your mental health, okay? And every time you're having this autopilot autopilot reactions, your body's stress response is triggered. So you're constantly in that state of fight or flight. Okay. And then that's where we start ruminating on negative thoughts. And then we have that emotional dysregulation. We've talked, you know, last week we talked a lot about emotions. And so here we are just like fueling that anxiety, fueling that depression, fueling all the things that we're struggling with. When I microdose, all of a sudden my selective attention is influenced and it's more positive. And ideally, can you do this without psilocybin? Absolutely. It just takes more practice. I like the hack. I like the time crunch. I like the connected feeling I get on days that I do microdose, and I'm excited today is a microdose. And I mean, it's the first thing I do as soon as I get back from the gym. I take my capsule and I just am in the moment. I'm in the moment. Even, you know, one of my morning routines, morning routine is so important. And especially the stuff we're going to talk about, having this routine just kind of keeps me grounded, keeps me regulated, keeps me putting one foot in front of the other rather than like throwing in the towel. Okay. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 2 weeks now. And I guess I had this miraculous expectation, which we know that expectations are going to let us down every single time. But I just thought my online business would pick up exactly where I left it a year and a half ago, right? 2 years ago. And it doesn't work like that. And I knew that, I consciously knew that, but here I was still just kind of hoping for that miracle. And I tend to do that a lot. That's kind of like, you know, that part of that autopilot is just like, you know, maybe what if, you know, it's great to have that what if attitude if it's going to work out well. You just can't put all of your intention and your focus on that, because if it doesn't work out that way, you're frustrated. Psilocybin has definitely helped me keep my focus on gratitude, even just, you know, reading the Bible. That's one of the things I've committed to reading it in a year, and I'm on a schedule. And I haven't missed a day. I love that time. When I'm microdosing, I feel like more wrapped up in the words of what's being spoken. There is a deep connection. Without microdosing, there's still like emotional times. Like I'm reading the Bible and I'm tearing up and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jesus really did this for us and God did this. And you know, it's wild. It is wild, but there's just such a deep connected feeling. And I think that's something that we're all trying to fill that void. We've been doing that, you know, since we were conscious, is just trying to find something outside of us to make us feel whole, and microdosing like bridge that gap immediately. And what is the truth, you guys? There's nothing outside of you that's going to make you whole. This is your battle every single day. It's you versus you. Who are you going to be? What are you going to do? That's it. You know, waking up with that awareness, whatever you focus on, it's going to magnify in your brain. Okay. So we have to be conscious about where we're directing our attention, right? We want to put it towards positive experiences, positive emotions. That's where we activate that reward system. And psilocybin does this, where it's releasing the feel-good neurotransmitters. You know, you've got your dopamine, your serotonin, all the things, okay? And it's releasing that. And microdosing does that for me immediately, where you just are feeling good. And what happens is, over time, even just practicing without the psilocybin, okay, if you practice this, you're going to rewire your brain to start noticing and amplifying the positive experiences, okay? This is where we get that peace. This is where we get that well-being. And this is where we find that resilience when we're being, you know, getting our ass kicked in the arena over and over and over. So even without the psilocybin, I encourage you guys to absolutely make gratitude a focus and a start in your morning. And I do this, like part of my gratitude is just being mindful and present when I'm reading the Bible. Just that gratitude I feel of how, what a gift we've been given, you guys. It's a gift. And how every single day, I focus on how can I not take that for granted today? How can I live, you know, to the best of my ability, to the fullest potential I have? How can I be better today than I was yesterday? What are the things I need to work on? Even just my perspective, my attitude, all of this. You focus on gratitude, you're going to train your brain to continue to focus on gratitude. Microdosing has done that for me. If you guys have questions, make sure you hit me up at brandonlinette.com. You can message me on any of the socials. Follow me on TikTok. I do have different content posting there. And I'm getting pressured a little bit to do a little bit of rebranding on Instagram. Okay. I'm not high on Instagram, you guys. Anything that goes on Instagram is from a Facebook auto post. So I'm never on the gram, but a little bit of a challenge to get my feet wet over there. But I'm getting techie today, building out some funnels, some lead pages, some shit that I really want to bring a lot of people in on, because I found a hack. If you're not tech savvy, I found the easiest, most simplified tools you could possibly use. So that's another conversation. Hit me up on Facebook for that. But how do we overcome frustration and disappointment? Okay. This is the real talk, because I am definitely, being on social media, it can be exhausting. Okay. It can be exhausting. I'm excited about promoting my books. I'm excited about promoting the podcast. I think these things are amazing, but I do hit those walls of frustration and disappointment, because I look at the things that go viral and, you know, it's not usually someone that is out there wanting to help people be a better version of themselves. It's usually some simple-minded, dumbass shit. And that gets frustrating, okay? It does get frustrating. And it's another place I have to train my brain to focus, because it's like, you know, some of us are out here working so hard. We're making the progress, okay? We're doing the things. We're being consistent. We're being disciplined. We are passionate about helping people. But despite your best efforts, despite putting in the work, everything you're trying to do, you just don't think you have the right reach. That can be frustrating. That could be disappointing. Like, you're running through mud. So you're using all your resources, but you're fucking exhausted and you're not making any traction. So I get it, you guys. Experiencing these kind of disappointments, it's stressful, okay? And that's especially if we're putting ourselves up on, you know, time constraints. And I used to do this. I used to think, you know, I had to be making $100,000 in 6 months and all these things. And I would pressure myself and make unrealistic goals when in comparison to the habits and the work I was putting out, right? So I take time off the table. I take time off the table. I do set some, you know, monthly 30, 60, 90 day runs. What is the big picture in a year, 2 years, 5 years? But I give myself grace, okay? Because this is what'll happen. You can start to become despondent. And then what's going to happen is despair creeps in. And there's a point of like, when do I quit? And I did this when I was writing, you know, the nonfiction books I wrote, because I had queried agents forever. And I told myself, like, you know, when do you just give up? Right? Like, how far do you keep going before you realize, like, maybe this is not your thing? Cause, you know, sometimes that is the message, like, this just is not for you. And the moment I was about to just go ahead and walk away, I got a publisher. And so I know you're feeling like, how much further do I have to go before I should just like walk away from this? And this is a conversation that you have to have with God. This is between you and him. Like, you know yourself better than anyone. So this is not the time to go and, you know, get advice from people, especially if you're not really solid on boundaries and relationships and you're not confident, you're not secure in what you do, because this is where outer influences can kind of derail us. Okay. Cause you've got someone who doesn't want to see you win, who doesn't want to see you do great things, cause that makes them uncomfortable. So they're going to be like, nah, B, you should pack it in. This is dumb. You know, I'm going to be honest. It's not the project that's the issue. Okay. It's not the project. Okay. This is just a part of life. and everyone gets here. Everyone's been here. And if you're like me, you come here a lot. Okay. This is a known place. This is like a comfort zone in and of itself of just, holy shit, I'm at this place. I'm at this place and I can go a lot of ways. But what's important is that when we get into this situation of, you know, frustration, when we feel like we've hit the roadblock and we're asking ourselves, do we keep going? Should we keep going? I mean, you guys know the gold mine story, right? Where the guy gave up and someone came in right behind him and struck gold, right? The guy was digging for years and was like, fuck this, you know, this is exhausting. I'm done. I quit. And he walked away. And right then, you know, someone hit gold. Keep going. Keep going because you know your power. You know the impacts that you're going to have. We have to find ways to, you know, move us over, under, around this situation and not spend time dwelling on it. Like, hey, we're here. That's fine. Let's get going to overcome your frustration and disappointment. You just have to spend enough time thinking about your current circumstances to get a good handle on the situation. And then you take the action. And that's when we start to create the change, you know, in the way we're seeing it. The fastest and most effective way of changing anything is going to be to decide. Decide. Decision is the hardest part. That's it. Decide. So you make a decision about the change that needs to come and, you know, what are some actions you could take to make a positive difference? So if you're looking at the situation, you've got to reframe it, okay, the perspective. So if I'm going to reframe the situation I have, it's that from day one, I set out with my books, with my podcast, with my marketing, if I can help one person, and I've got a lot of people tuning in to every episode. So I know there's more than one person because I've got recurring listeners, okay? So it's not about the expectation I had on the traction or, you know, the money's not my issue. That's God's problem, right? So it's not about that it's not monetized. It's about reframing this and having a whole new perspective. So I can view the frustration that I have as a good thing because that means I'm about to learn something, okay? I've asked the questions, you know, different things like how can I monetize the podcast without, you know, charging guests to come on, right? Like random things. There's just things I don't want to do. So I ask the questions, how can I monetize the podcast? How can I best promote the books? Who needs to see them? So when you start to get frustrated, it's because there is stuff in the works that you can't see. So look for the lesson now, because once you find the lesson, you don't ever have to go back here. And something that I think is important is that you guys have a routine. I'm telling you, like having my morning routine is a lifesaver right now. So challenge yourself, you know, what can you do in the mornings before 9 a.m.? And I've got this goal and I set it, you know, I set a clock against myself and it's a race. It's me against me. How much more can I do today than I did yesterday? So the first thing I have to do is the gym. And then, you know, the Bible is next and then my journaling and then we're podcasting and then we're creating content and we're marketing and we're doing the things. Okay. Maybe you need to change your routine because this has a huge impact on the way you show up in life. Okay. So if you've got a mindset that's not supporting you, if you've got a mindset where you've kind of hit that brick wall, change your routine. Maybe you need to get out in nature, go somewhere different, go play in the rain, do something exhilarating, okay? Your whole demeanor will change for the better in 60 minutes or less, okay? And so will the challenge that you are wrestling with. When you hit that wall, you need to have the conversation. You know, like I talk to my husband, like, ah, you tell him the frustration of social media, like, you guys, what the fuck is wrong with the world today? Like the shit that's going viral just has me smacking my forehead because I'm disappointed in humanity. I'm disappointed. I'm looking for the real out there and it does seem like it's a sea of nothing, but that's not true, right? So it's just ask the question, seek encouragement, inspiration. who do you know that can inspire you or encourage you, or, you know, even share in your frustration and then help you find ways to move through it? Okay. Cause yeah, I have goals, but if the route I'm taking to get there isn't working, I take a different route. It's just about rerouting. That's okay. We reframe it. But sometimes just talking about your situation gives you a different idea about it, a different perspective. Adjusting your attitude. Okay. We're not victims out here. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do about it that matters. Right. And it's that perspective of nothing happens to me. Everything is happening for me. It's happening for me. So where's the lesson? What do I need to learn here? How can I grow through this? You know, what do I do next? Just acknowledge you're at a place of frustration. You're disappointed. But if you acknowledge that, you can acknowledge that you can get past it. Other people have, so will you. And if you look at the proof of your past history, you get through everything. There is nothing that's going to be insurmountable. Okay. Start from the perspective that there's a solution and you're always going to find it. Be open to new ideas. I know this is hard when we set a plan for our business. You guys, this is not, there's not just one road to the top. Absolutely not. So you're going to have to cross the hill to get on another road, whatever that is. Maybe the bridge is out of the one you're headed. You have to reroute, be open to new ideas. Getting good at anything is done by learning from other people's experiences. So be open to new ideas, different ways of seeing things, additional strategies, definitely the new attitude. If you need help with that attitude, again, Microdose Monday, you guys need to take on some psilocybin, okay? More often than not, it's not the situation or circumstance that's the root of the issue. It's either the way we're approaching it or the way we are perceiving it, okay? If someone else has a methodology for resolving the issues, don't reinvent the wheel. Okay. I look at people that are succeeding in a way that I want to succeed, and I don't try to invent the wheel. I just see what can I learn from them. You want to reframe your brain instead of that, you know, negative bias. We want to expect a positive outcome. If you adopt a perspective of positive expectancy, you know, it doesn't matter what happens. You're absolutely certain that everything is going to work out for you. More often than not, it really does. And that's the truth. If you really have the perspective of everything always works out for me, it's impossible for stuff to not work out for you because you've decided that decision. So decide today. Your challenge for the week is to have that perspective of everything always works out for me. Everything always works out in my favor, and be willing to be open to that perspective, to know that it's working out for you. Use those daily affirmations, and you can't let the frustration and the disappointment rule you. So this is about, you know, taking massive responsibility for where you are, for your perspective, for how, you know, you're viewing things. And you need to have an attitude of gratitude. So you do these things and it's going to move you toward the future that you want. Okay. I love you guys. Have a great day.